came into the offseason, Terrence? And then do you think they got a lot of them got answered?
You know, I just know, you know, the team's never going to be the same. And, you know, when you go to a Super Bowl, a lot of teams obviously are going to get players off your team and try to, you know, build and get, you know, build around players that have been successful. So, you know, I knew we'd have to replace guys. I just didn't know we would with these quality of guys. And, you know, I've never been on two really good rosters like this in my career. So, you know, I'm just happy with the guys we got. And, you know, obviously we just got to finish this year.
Personally, your profile kind of really rose late last season during the playoffs. How can you build off of that? Maybe what are some of the goals you have for this season, kind of build.
Well, me personally, you know, I want to be a Pro Bowler. I want to be the best tackle in the NFL. You know, right now, me and Sly are working nose and, you know, three techniques. So I want to be the best nose tackle I can be. And, you know, right now I'm just, you know, watching future opponents, you know, and trying to build off, you know, how I played later in the season last year once I got, you know, got into a good rhythm. So, you know, right now I'm just trying to get better and not trying to take steps backwards.
What were some of your physical goals? I know guys spend a lot of time in the offseason either gaining weight, losing weight. Did you have any of those in terms of your body?
Yeah, I mean, I'm a big guy. I'm going to gain weight. But, you know, I just wanted to make sure I didn't gain a lot of weight. So, you know, I probably want to lose about 10 pounds by the time we get back, you know, late July. But that would be easy. And, you know, as big guys, we just want to stay in the ballpark. You know what I mean? And, you know, and coaches are happy with that as long as we're not out the ballpark. You know what I mean? So, you know, they're happy with, you know, the shape I came back in.
What's your ballpark?
I can't talk about that.
Secret information.
Do you look forward to the break and be able to just escape? It seems like a lot of you guys have been so committed already that.
Well, we've had so many breaks. I mean, we get 4-day weekends and things like that. So, you know, I'll go see my family, you know, maybe for a week or so. But I'll be back here most of the time and make sure I'm coming into camp, you know, full throttle and, you know, coming to camp the way we finish OTAs.
How much can you tell what this defense's identity is through mini camps? Or is that something that's going to develop once you can really put pads on and start playing another team?
Right now we're just trying to build good habits, you know. Running to the ball, things that you can, you know, control. You know, obviously we can't hit guys, but just being where you're supposed to be, learning the playbook, you know, working on conditioning and making sure you're flying around. And you know, our coach is always telling us, you know, three hard steps to the ball and make sure you burst out the stack and just the little things. But you know, obviously you can really tell a lot when you have on pads. But for right now, we're just working on the small things.
What are some of the things you'll be looking for once the pads come on, especially for younger guys like Sly, building on that?
Just pad level, you know, working on double teams, pass rushing, and, you know, finally being able to knock guys over. And, you know, right now OTAs, when we're rushing the quarterback, we have to stay on the edge. And, you know, the O-line has the advantage because they know we can't bull rush them or anything. So, like I said, right now we're just working on the small things and, you know, the fundamentals, but when the pads come on, you try to, you know, start working on what you're going to do during the year.
Don't mean to put you on the spot, man, but I was reading a tweet from last night, Tyrann Mathieu, talking about the Super Bowl and the response back.
Well, yeah, I mean, if it was someone who's been to a Super Bowl or, you know, was like a Peyton Manning figure in the league, then okay, cool. But, you know, I just feel like, you know, I took it personal, and, you know, I knew the risk of, you know, writing back, but, you know, I'm just one of those guys. I don't take any nonsense, especially from other players, and, you know, him being in the fraternity of playing football, he should have known better, but, you know, like I said, you know, they're on the schedule, and, you know, we got a heck of an offense, and we'll see what he tweets after that.
No, now I'm trying to find
It seems like Seattle kind of started a trend in the NFL. Everybody wants to be physical on the back end now, including you guys. You think you've gotten that way on the back end, a little more thump back there?
Well, I mean, on paper we do, but, you know, like Coach Del Rio is saying, we got to put the work in. And, you know, obviously we got the guys back there who mentally, you know, are going to come up and hit. And, just having that fear factor for receivers and running backs, you know, in the back end of our defense is obviously going to help. But, you know, like I said, we won't know until we put the pads on. We just got to put the work in.
What's the response been to your first national commercial?
Everybody's talking about the Bulldog, actually. You know, they're shocked to see me in it, but, you know, the dog stole the show, and, you know, I'm sort of like an extra. So everybody's just tweeting me saying, oh, the dog, and I'm just, you know, they're talking about how cute the dog was. I'm like, well, I'm pretty handsome, but, you know, they're just talking about the dog. So
you want to do more of these? Is that
of course,
kind of a nice taste of-
yeah, of course. Hopefully, if you know, I can get on, you know, maybe some TV shows, some, you know, some more commercials, things like that, you know. Hopefully a Chunky Soup commercial, pot roast, you know, something. But I'm open to it.
Have you asked Peyton for any advice? I mean, he's the king of the TV commercial, probably.
No, I think it's about time he handed over. I think he's made enough money now, so I think he's starting, you know, it's time to share with the, you know, the poor people in the locker room.
There's got to be a tie-in for food somewhere, right?
Yeah.
Something. Like I said, I'm open to it, and you know, whoever they want me to act like or be like, I'm willing to do. And, you know, I just like having fun with it. So
right.
Whatever I could do, I'll do.
Terrence, you said you're not used to being on a winning team. So what is it like to have all these players out here, even though it's a voluntary committee camp?
Well, I mean, it raises the level of everybody. You know, when I first got here last year, I didn't know what to expect at OTAs and in camp. But, you know, you see why guys like Peyton and, you know, Demaryius Thomas and Vaughn Miller, why they play at a high level is because they practice at a high level, they prepare at a high level, and it becomes contagious throughout the roster, and I think that's why this team is successful.
Can you see a team like the Spurs rally back after their disappointing defeat last year? Can you find some inspiration in their story?
Oh, trust me, I was thinking about that last night, and, you know, like, you know, you hear a lot of them saying they put in the work, and
right.
You know, the whole offseason, the whole season, their mind was set on winning the championship and not finishing short. And everything they did was for a championship. So that's what we're trying to do. We just want to practice at a championship level, prepare at a championship level, and win the championship.
Okay, thanks, Terrence.
Thanks, Terrence.